So at the football game, and I don't believe this was the stem of it by any means. I called a timeout in the second quarter. We were down 20 to nothing. One of our kids just got struck on the sidelines hard. A kid mouthed off to him over the top. I believe there was a flag on it, correct? Was there a flag on that one?
For
the second, yeah, he got hit hard. Yeah. Football, nothing against Freiburg. Good for them. That's been around a long time. So about a play or two later, another kid gets struck in the back, knocked down. You know, not the dirty, just, but we were very, we were beat. And I could see someone who's going to get hurt because we weren't playing to that level to protect ourselves. And football is a violent sport, especially mm-hmm. when a team smells blood in the water. And like I say, nothing against Freiburg, great people, great coaches. So I called a timeout and I brought everybody together, not only my coaches, but the whole team. Usually you just talk about the 11 or 12 guys on the field. And knowing I had a captive audience, I wanted the parents behind me to hear, I wanted the officials to hear, and I wanted my players to understand that we had to protect ourselves. You have to, because I weren't going to have a kid going home from Freiburg, Maine in an ambulance being mm-hmm. hurt. That's my responsibility. And there was some swearing in the huddle, not by a coach, by a few of the players, trying to fire up the teammates. Now, 17, 18-year-old kids do that. Probably, I don't know, 30 seconds, 15 seconds into it, Stace can answer this question.
Were you there at that game?
Yeah, he's been my assistant coach for 21 years.
Okay.
So,
but at that game, you were the assistant coach.
I was assistant
okay.
coach,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So Randy has 1 minute to get across the point he needs to get across. And so I took care of the kids that were swearing. I wasn't right there when the timeout started. I was a few yards away, and it was loud. And so as I got down the second or third time I yelled at the players, they stopped. So I stopped them from swearing. And as far as I know, that's who was swearing. The players were the ones that were swearing. Again, the head coach trying to get his information across to the team about how they were, their lack of intensity in the game. He was covering that, and these other kids, some of them meant a lot to him, and so there was some bad language going on. And we don't accept that.